You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Good
morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Lifeline Bob here. Look, it's always going to come to be with you every Saturday morning and talk to you about the things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Look, I know I tell you this every week, but if you get anything out of the program today, if the program speaks to you and you're blessed by it, and you just help in any way, you can pick this program up 24/7 on the internet. If you have friends scattered anywhere in the country and you think this would help them, it's very simple. Just go to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the left-hand side of the page, you'll see the words On Demand. Click on that, and any Saturday, we have probably 3 years of teachings on there, so you can pick myself and my son lining up every Saturday morning. So if the program speaks to you and you get help anyway at all, I just want you to know that you can just pass it on and spread the word. Get the word out any way you can. The word of God is quick, powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword that we need. I want to just pray this morning before we get started. I want to pray specifically for marriages. We've had some requests here at the radio station during the fundraiser, people calling in, people hurting, people having excess problems in their marriages, needing help. I just want to pray for marriages and also for wayward children, sons and daughters that are just not walking the walk, and yet they know better, but they're out there in the world, and you know that the world is a tough, hard place, and it's really tough today, and they have so many things to distract them. So I just want to pray for you today. I want to pray for everyone out there today. I just ask, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I just bring this audience. I don't know who it is or where it is, but I bring it totally and completely before you in Jesus' name. Every ear that's listening to my voice, Father, which means they are listening to your voice because I'm here on your behalf. I pray you'll touch. I pray you'll bless. If they need healing, I pray you'll heal. I pray you'll restore marriages, bless families, and I pray you'll turn children back to their parents. I release a blessing and I speak a blessing on the body of Christ. I speak and release a blessing over every ear that's listening to the word of God. Every ear, I speak it, Father. I release it. I release the blessing of the Lord today in the precious name of Jesus to the audience that's out there. And I thank you for this, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, God bless you. Let's have a great day here in the Lord. Look, I want just to give you a word of encouragement today. Perhaps some of you are going through fiery trials even now. Stand firm. Keep trusting the Lord. I've noticed most people I know who truly live the Christian life and not just go to church, but have the Word of God working in their lives, seem to have a noticeable peace and rest about them. Have you noticed that? I believe, and I share this from experience, that rest may well be the highest order of the blessings of God. The blessed people seem to always know in depth the Word of God. I conclude that the Word of God must have strength, power, and wisdom in it. If it were not of great value, we would not pursue it. Let's talk about this today. Let's just talk about the strength of the Word, the power of the Word. What is the Word? And it's this marvelous thing. I really noticed that people that really know the Word of God seem to have a measure of rest. Well, I went back to this. Listen to this. Exodus 33. Moses said to God, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now the way that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that the nation is your people." Oh, this is your people, Father, Moses is saying that I'm talking about here. I'm thinking here, did anyone ever know God like you did, Moses? I mean, this is amazing. The guy standing in America is up to his knees, and he's just led millions of people out of Egypt after practically destroying the country single-handed by the power of God. And now he's saying, "I don't really know you." That sounds almost impossible, doesn't it? all, listen, it's just an amazing story. Moses was God's man of the month. Moses was God's man of the hour, but he did not feel like he truly knew God. And God said, my presence shall go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. What a promise. What a father. Here's the promise that Father God made to Moses, the greatest promise he could make to him. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Rest is the greatest thing God could offer Moses. Rest is the greatest promise God could offer him that day. And listen, rest is the greatest blessing and the greatest promise I really believe God could offer you, my friend. Rest comes from believing the promises of God. The greatest promise God can make to Moses is, I give you rest. I mean, rest is a big deal here in the thing. Rest is in this trouble, falling, upside down world. Rest probably is the greatest thing we could ever have. Really. I mean, Moses, I mean, you would think, look what he's doing. He says, I don't really know you. And God said, well, this is how you know me. My spirit will be with you, and you will have rest. I will give you rest. Listen to this wonderful promise of the Lord Jesus to us. John 14:16-18. Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. You know, when you're comforted, you have rest. That he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Look, if the Spirit of God is in you, you'll have rest. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, God the Holy Ghost, manifesting the presence of God in your life, I'll tell you, my friend, you will have rest. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. In other words, I'll give you rest. I will come to you. His Spirit will always go with you, and the Holy Spirit will give you, will give rest to you. Look, if you're out there today and you don't have rest, maybe your life's upside down. Maybe you're struggling with family issues. Maybe you're struggling with children. Maybe you're struggling with finances. Maybe you're struggling with help. Look, we're here to pray for you, to help you, to serve you any way we can. If we can pray for you about anything, if you're out there on your own right now in a real battle and you're not really sure how to touch God, you're not really sure how to find peace and rest, you're just not quite there, and you're just out there being beat down now, hurting, broken, crying out, well, you call us here. And when two or more together, Jesus said in my name, there I am in the midst of you. I will join you. We'll come together in the name of the Lord Jesus. We have a guarantee that Jesus will be involved and we'll have rest, okay? We'll help you to find rest today. We'll help you in any way we can today. We just want to serve the Lord today. We just want to serve you today. Look, I'll not leave you comfortless, he said. And he don't want you to be comfortless. He don't want you to be out there today in turmoil and fear and worry and strife. If you're out there today, maybe Margaret's out there today. Margaret, if you're hearing me and you're out there struggling today, the Lord gave me that name, you can give us a call. The Lord don't want you to be in turmoil. The Lord wants you to be at rest. His Spirit will always go with you, and the Holy Spirit will give you rest. The psalmist says, Psalms 119:105, the psalmist said, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'll take that every time. God's word takes the load off of you, my friend. Really. God's word takes the load off you and shows you your next step. Would you like to have that? That's what God's word will do for you. God's word is spirit. God's word is life. God wants you to be comforted. He would have made all of these promises. He showed Moses how to get it. I'll go with you. I'll give you rest. Is God with you? Do you feel like God's with you? Do you feel like you have rest? If you don't, something's not quite right. This is the promise of the Lord. And Jesus said, hey, I'll pray the Father. He's going to give you another comfort. I'm going to leave here. You're not going to be alone. I am going to comfort you. Your Father's going to give you another comfort. He's going to be with you forever. That's the day, my friend. If you don't have it today, you're upside down. If you don't have it today, something's not right. Really, I'll pray the Father. He'll give him another comfort. He'll be with you forever. That's what it says, all right? The Word of God is spirit and it's life. I'll take that kind of life. Come on. Let the Word of God light up your life today. Would you? Let the power of God, the Spirit of God, the Word of God light up your life. John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." His word as well as his spirit is his voice. Are you listening? Are you hearing, my friend? The word will protect you. It'll bring you, it will be your rear guard. I mean, really, you can be secure in the word of God if you just learn to trust the word of God and believe his promises. Again, the psalmist says, "The word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." The word will keep you clean and pure. Are you there? Really, are you struggling with sin? If you are, then the world to you is bigger than the word of God. You don't have the rest of God because you haven't given the first place in your life. If you're out there being beat down, upside down, worry, fear, full of fear, worrying, dreading, not being able to handle issues, striving, struggling, not have peace, not have rest, then the things of the world are bigger in you than the presence of God. That's not good, my friend. It's not good. The Lord don't want you to be like that. Look, raise children. If you have children out there, you should be able to understand this is simple mathematics. I know if you're a dad or a mom, you want the very best for your children. Every dad does and every mother does. They may not know how to do it. They may do everything wrong, but really they want the best for you. Well, how much more is our Heavenly Father? How much more does he want the best for us? How much more does he care about us? How much more does he want you to have the very best at all times? Excuse me, please. Having struggled this morning with dry mouth problems. So God wants the very, very best for you at all times. The word is what Father God desires to say to all mankind. He knows everything. He owns everything. It's his world. He inspires all the words of the Bible. It is his story. And it's his storybook for you. Look, really, you really listen. If you don't have peace or rest out today, shame on you. You can give us a call. I assure you the Lord will intervene here. And you can have a measure of peace and a measure of rest that maybe you've never experienced. God's a good God. He cares about you. He is really a good Father. And you can truly trust him and depend upon him. Now, I know if you don't know his word, sometimes this is a pretty hard sell. I mean, until you get the word down into your spirit, it's pretty hard to comprehend how much he cares, how much he loves for you. You have to know his promises in order to reap the promises. You can't get the benefits if you don't know what they are. You can't get the benefits if you don't know where they are. You understand where I'm coming from? You must know the Lord. You must know the Lord. Listen to this one man, Jeremiah the great prophet. Look how he put this. Don't forget what Jeremiah said now. Keep these words in your mind. The word, Jeremiah said, the words were found. It was, I found the word. And I didn't eat them. I ate the words. And the word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. I got my hands on the word. I put him down in my spirit. He said, the word was found, and I did eat him. And the word was in me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Father God responds in this rest to his children now, who know his word and who are secure in him. Father loves, trust. You can love, you can trust, and you can depend on Father God. He loves you. He cares about you. Give me a call now. Our number here, 221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8990. I think I've told you three times to call, and I don't even give you the phone number the first time ever. All right. I repent over that. Local number, 221-1100. 772-221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. Father will even pay the freight today. You can call free. How about that? Thanks for the radio station. 2 Peter 1:3, here's what Peter says. The word says, he has given to us all things. That's everything, my friend, that pertains to life. You need something in life? And godliness. You need to touch the heart of the Father? Peter says, the Lord has given to us anything, all things, everything that pertains to life. Anything, all things, everything that pertains to godliness. My friend, you can have rest today. You can have peace today. God will meet your needs. And God will meet your spiritual needs. He'll bring rest. He'll bring peace. He'll bring joy into your life. Through knowledge now of him. So you have to know that's called us to glory and virtue. God has called us into his presence. We're his children. He wants us now. He'll provide everything that pertains to life. He'll provide everything that pertains to godliness through the knowledge of Him. In other words, you have to know Him. You have to find out where the things are that you need. You have to find out where the gifts are. You have to find out where the provision is. You have to find the rest, find the peace. It's all in His Word. It's written and laid out for you. We get the knowledge by hearing what He has to say. Really. That's how you learn. You get the knowledge of God by listening to what God has to say. It's a great thing to be able to apply His knowledge to your situation. I'm trying to tell you, God wants to talk to you today through His Word. Give us a call if you have any needs whatsoever. Local 772-221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Give us a call. We'll talk about the Word of God today. The entrance of the Word brings light. Has an energy, my friend. It's your path. Is it not up? It should be. Listen, God's a good God. God loves you. God cares about you. He really does. He just loves you, cares about you. He wants to meet every need that you have. Really, He is a lamp to your feet. He is a light to your path. How are things? How's your life? Listen, as I tell you about God's plan and see if it's working well for you. And if not, you're probably missing out on what He is saying. If the things I'm telling you are not working in your life, then you fully don't understand the Word. You don't have it rooted down deep in your heart. Because you could be in a troubled world. You could be in the midst of the storm and have rest. Really, you could be. Moses dealt with millions of people who want to kill him. He is in turmoil. And God said, look, My Spirit will go with you, and I will give you rest. He is single-handedly trying to lead multitudes of people, has no clue how to do it or what he's doing or where he's going. Somebody has rest. God said, I'm going to give you rest in the midst of all this. So you can have a rest in the midst of your storm. The Word has priority in your life. It'll shine a light on your path. And your thinking will change for the better. And you'll make better decisions, better choices in life, and help you to prosper in every area of your life. I'm telling you, friend, the Word of God is a precious thing. Well, you know, God cares. No one loves you like Father God. I mean, He created you. He holds your breath in His hand. And He has a final end to your life. Really. He's with you all the way through life. And the end, He makes a judgment. Are you going to be in heaven for eternity? You make that decision, of course. All you have to do is just make sure you're born again. Make sure you're saved. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Wash your sins away. And then God will secure you and walk you through to the last day. Reach down and pull you up into His bosom. So you got to, you really, it's a wonderful thing. God has His hand on us forever. And He'll protect you. He'll deliver you. He provides everything, plays the life. He'll feed you. Really. Like a father, He feeds us. And like a shepherd, He leads us. You understand that? You need to know how wonderful He is. You really need to know this is the one you can trust. I've learned that without a doubt. I tell Him all the time, I trust you. And He loves to hear it, I can tell. I can tell He does. This is the one that you can trust. This is where you can throw your anchor out. Really. But the only way I know how to do that, God's Word. I'm listening to Him. He's made a believer out of me. Has He made a believer out of you? I believe Him. I believe every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. Simple as that. He's converted me. I believe Him. And I've then walked in the experiences. I've proven Him. I've not only believed Him by faith, I've proven Him out. You can trust the Almighty God. He is your Heavenly Father. You may be out there. You might be out there today. I don't know, sometime, a couple of years ago, maybe, I was just thinking about the Lord. I'm an old guy. I'm an old man. I thought, I was talking to Him, and I thought, wow, it's a wonderful thing. I'm an old man, and I have a father. Really, it's the most wonderful thing. I realize I'm being fathered. As old as I am, I have a place to go. I can get my needs met. I have somebody that will listen to me. I can get direction. I can get help. I can get help in any situation in my life because I have a father. I'm being fathered. An old man like me, and I'm being fathered. I mean, really, in this troubled world, I'm the oldest guy in my family, in the island family, left alive. But nevertheless, I'm being fathered. I have a father to lead, to guide, to direct. I have somebody every day I can depend on. It is the most wonderful thing. When you know, get to know Him as Father, and realize you're being fathered by God, a Father that loves you. I'm a child. I'm His child. He loves me. I have a Father. And you need to know that. And you need to know Him as Father. Oh, my, it's a wonderful thing. Every day, you may have children, you may have grandchildren, be responsible for all of that. You could be struggling like crazy. But listen, you have a father. You have someone you get advice from, wisdom from, knowledge from, understanding from. Depend on him. You can borrow from him. You need blessings, ask him for it. He's wonderful God, and he's a wonderful father. He loves you, he cares about you. He's precious, he's righteous, he's holy, and he cares. It's just a wonderful thing to know, especially if you're a senior, you still have a father. I'm never alone. I'm not without advice. If I have problems in my life, I have somebody to go to. I can get help. I have a head over me. You know, really, I have great grandchildren now. I have a great grandchild, but nevertheless, I'm being father. I have a father that take care of me. It's a wonderful story. It's a wonderful thing. God is great. He's awesome and he's good. Okay, if the word has priority in your life, it'll shine a light on your path. Your thinking will change for the better. You'll make better decisions, better choices. It'll help you to prosper in every area of your life. Oh, God is good, and you need to know that. You know, the word will show your feet where to step. It'll keep you on the right path. Even a flashlight can be king in a dark room. Really, God will shine a light on your path. Get you out of darkness. Keep you out of dark. I know where my feet step. I do. I pray up front. Get my direction. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going in life. I know my next step. Have a father that I can depend on for guidance, for help. Really, I really have a wonderful Father. In the name of his precious Son, Jesus, I can go to him for anything I want. You can do that too. I want you to just know that. Look, if you're out here today and you're not really walking in the blessings of God, and you need help, here I am. I'm here for you. I'm here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ just for you. I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. Our phone number here, local 772-221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Listen, have you thought of the word as power for your life? It can be. It powers my life. You know, the Lord quickened the word to me years ago, and I've ordered my life by it. God's word is the greatest treasure, the greatest value of my life. Really, it's delivered everything that I promised. That's a pretty good testimony. I have that testimony. Really, I really have put God to the test. I've tried him in every way in the world. I've proven his word. I've heard his voice. I've heard the audible voice of God. Not often, but two or three times. But I hear him all the time by Spirit speaking to me, leading me, guiding me. You know, I've proven God. There's no doubt about it. He spoke to me. He has literally spoke to me. I've proven him out. Oh, I trust him and I love him. Pray your Lord to do that too. Well, the promises I'm promising you are real and they're from the Lord. I'm only here to testify with what he says and what he does. I'm just representing his word. Just representing his precious son. Just to you, his precious children. No, I'm here. He cares about you. Really. God cares about somebody's paying for this, you know what I mean? I'm paying for this. Most of it. I'm carrying 90% of the freight here. Because God wants to speak to you. Because God wants to bless you. Because God loves you. I'm not working for me here. I don't get paid anything at all. Not a penny. In fact, it cost me money, a lot of money, just to come and tell you Jesus loves you. That's how much he cares. Now, and you know something? There's people all over the world giving tithes, giving offerings, giving money, traveling throughout the whole world, sacrificing their lives to tell people God loves you. Tell people Jesus loves you. God cares about you. He sends people because he cares. This radio station here, my sister Connie sitting here, Tom, the manager of the radio station here, you know what? This whole thing is for you, really. If we didn't have the name of Jesus Christ, this station would not be here. We're all here in the strength and power of one name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We don't exist because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that? Think about that. This whole radio station has provided lots of money, big investment, lots of work, lots of labor, just to tell you Jesus loves you, just to tell you God cares about you. That's big, isn't it? Think about it. Think about it, all for you. God cares about you, my son. God cares about you, my daughter, he says. God cares for you. God's concerned about you. Wow. I mean, it's powerful life. It can be powerful your life. Really. No quickening to me is power for my life. Psalms 12:6, the word of the Lord are pure words as silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. That's big, isn't it? That's what the words of God are worth. That's the value of them. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. That's really big. Think about the power of the word. When your heart is full of the word of God, it'll overcome your old, sorry, sinful life. It really will. Really will. I mean it will. If you have sin problem, the infinity of the word in your heart will push it away. It leaves very little room for sin. Isn't that big? That's a big thing, isn't it? You fill your heart with the word of God. You fill your life with the word of God and the Holy Spirit. That's like Jesus said. He's a comforter. He'll continually just flood those words through your spirit, through your soul, through your heart, through your body. He'll bring comfort. He'll bring you rest. But if the words are not in there, you couldn't hear them. You see what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit, he takes the things of God and shows them unto you, reveals them unto you. He can't show you anything you haven't read. You understand? But if you have the word of God, then the Holy Spirit can bring that comforting, flowing rest all day long. No matter where you are, what you're going through, how big the battle is, the Holy Spirit can bring comfort. But if you're not in the word, he can't, because you don't know anything. You don't know. He don't have anything to say to you, okay? Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven. That's pretty big, forever now. Talk about it's a rope you can hang on to, an anchor that will secure you, and a stabilizer that will keep you in balance. Isaiah 40, verse 8 says, the word of God shall stand forever. Jesus said, Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away. My word shall never pass away. Is there another promise in life like that? I don't think so. Really, there's nothing else that's solid. I mean, nothing is that solid. Jesus said, heaven and earth might leave, heaven and earth might pass away, not my word. Look, we really need help here to pay for our study. I'm level with you. You're not supporting this. I mean, you give your tithes to the church. If you're not in church, hey, you can tithe here. We represent the Lord. We're servants of the Lord. No doubt about that. Or if you can just, you know, we're not asking for a lot. If everybody just help us a little bit, you know, we can pay for this thing. But we're really struggling to keep going, to pay for it ourselves. We really need your help. Send us a donation. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, that's Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time, Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or send us an email at TryLifeline, one word, T-R-Y, TryLifeline, gmail.com. Well, you can't forget that. TryLifeline, one word, Gmail, TryLifeline, Gmail. TryLifeline, Gmail. TryLifeline, gmail.com. Now, what you need is, and maybe you have family issues, maybe you have great problems, maybe you need to talk to somebody. Well, I'm here and I'm free. I'm also a Christian counselor. I'll help you. You can pay me if you can. Donation, if you can, I'll do it free. TryLifeline, gmail.com. TryLifeline, gmail.com. Send a donation to Lifeline, Box 1603, Justin Beach, 34958. Look, God bless you. We're going to see you again next week. We love you. We want you to really encourage you. Get into the Word of God. Really, the Word will never pass away. It's a solid rock that you can stand on. It's an anchor you can hold on to. It's a stabilizer to balance out your life. You need the Word of God in your life. Look, God loves you now. We're going to see you again next week. In the meantime, have a good week. Think about the Word of God. Take a little time. Get up 15 minutes early, 30 minutes early. Go to bed later. Whatever it takes. Stay away from the television. But seek the Lord through His Word. He will be a blessing unto you. I assure you, guarantee it. I've proven it for myself. I've lived it out. That's why I'm here to stand behind it, testimony, because it's working in my life. I've proven it. God bless you now. See you next week. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is crylifeline at gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.